Public Art Committee meeting. Thank you all for being here on Halloween, and help yourself to things, you know, take one for lunch or whatever. So we have some very interesting topics and things to discuss and hear about today. And first of all, we're going to have a presentation, not by Aaron, but by Ursula, regarding the art components of the Samaritan Center for Health Education. And but before we get started, Ursula, I'd like to make sure you know all the people on the committee. So, Wyma, maybe you start and say...
I'm Wyma Rogers, and I'm retired, and I've been on this committee for about a year. We've probably knew each other from the library.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Mary Peterson, and I'm retired, and I've lived in the community for about 15 years. And I'm a volunteer at the Visual Arts Center.
Oh, great.
Okay. And a member of Coastal Art Guild.
Yeah. I'm Judy Mayhew. I work at the Rec Center and been here about 5 years.
She's a member of the committee, not a
only four
lonely
months,
staff
months
person
or
like
oh.
me.
No, wait a minute.
I consider you a part.
Sue Valentine. I'm a member of Oregon Coast Council for the Arts. I'm an artist teacher, and I've been teaching with the Samaritan Arts Care Program in Corvallis. And I'm meeting with Rebecca on tomorrow.
Excellent.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Terrific. Arts Care.
Good. Hi, folks.
Hi, Tim.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Or may I ask?
Oh, yes. So.
On those $10,000
tires. I care.
You need a bio.
You must know her.
And Ursula knows me, and then
Social Service.
Sally?
Okay, thank you.
Sally, I know.
Sally, I know. Okay.
And so for those of you who don't know me, I'm Ursula Marinelli, and I'm the director of the Pacific Communities Health District Foundation. We're the fundraising arm of the hospital. We were established in 1983, so our connection really is to the health district, and although I am a Samaritan employee. And so what that means is anything that the foundation purchases belongs to the health district, not to Samaritan. And so we're building this building that you're going to hear about, and we buy equipment, and we do all those sorts of things. And all of those things are the property of the health district.
So that's the so that means it's ours.
It's ours. It belongs to the community, which is what makes this a public building and public art.
Ah.
Oh. Okay.
So I think we should. Yeah, that's fine. Should we turn off the lights?
I can see it fine, but
I
don't think so.
Oh, that's a better nicer.
It is nice, yeah. Oh, and somebody's water bottle. I hope that the sound works. So sometimes sound isn't on, and we'll have to play with the technology, and I'll just talk a little. Oh, it works.
Yay!
So where's the new building?
You'll find out.
Okay.
You want to turn it up just a little?
We're entering into a new era of healthcare delivery. And we know that a critical part of this will be educating our patients, the family, and the public in general so that they can maintain wellness or avoid illness or cope better if they have a chronic illness. And that overall, we believe, will help us avoid them using the more expensive acute care services in the hospital and therefore contribute to a reduction in healthcare costs.
We had been diagnosed diabetic almost 20 years ago and had been managing it just fine for all of that period of time. I ended up stepping wrong and ended up getting a bone bruise. It started to develop into an infection, and being diabetic didn't help the process. But I think what we didn't understand at the time, there were signs my body was telling me, but we didn't understand them. If we had had the experience that we'd had for diabetic education 15, 18 years ago, I wouldn't be sitting here today like this.
We've changed the outcomes of diabetes with education. There's a huge difference between someone who's diagnosed and gets educated and someone who's diagnosed and never gets that education. We're going to see a huge impact on that person's health for the rest of their life. The person who gets that education, they're going to learn how to modify their diet. They're going to learn how to make simple changes. The person who never gets educated, unfortunately, they're going to have worse health outcomes. That's what we usually see.
One of the main problems I see is, although we have great physicians, their time is limited. We only have 15 minutes or so to see a patient. And these patients with diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, heart disease, so on and so forth, you cannot cover everything you need to. If you have an education center that they can come to, you have the opportunity to teach them each aspect of their 10 diseases, their 20 medications, all these things. You can sit down and one-on-one go through this, not as their physician, but just as an educational opportunity, so they can ask the questions they don't get to ask with their physician necessarily.
You can go onto the web today, and there's tons of blog sites, and there's all kinds of cures for everything. And so the question is the quality of that. Here at the center, I see the quality and level reflecting the skill, the knowledge, the expertise that's available to us through the hospital.
There was a place I could go and just look up the information and talk to people. It's really helpful to talk to an actual physical human being. That would be great, because you get too isolated when you're ill.
I sit down and the doctor says, "You have diabetes." That's a big shock. So how do you relate to this? How do you cope with that? If you all of a sudden you have a place you know you can go, you're not so lonely. The hospital is clinical and functional, and that's what its job is. The senior centers are very social, fun, and that fits a huge need. And what I think we're doing here in the center is bringing together and make our health care reflect both of those worlds and what they do and how they fit in our lifestyle.
Oftentimes, individuals find it difficult to come back to the hospital after they've had a procedure or a treatment or even an appointment. Or even it might be the most wonderful experience, it still elicits some anxiety and stress to return to the hospital for a support group or educational opportunity. So having the health center, which is in a non-clinical setting, a very comfortable, inviting environment, would be optimal. And it may encourage more people to participate in some of the programs that are offered.
It's one thing to tell someone in a clinic, lose weight, burn calories, don't eat as much. It's another thing to go to a setting where you can sit around in a classroom, be shown how to cook, be shown exercise techniques, things like weigh yourself daily and so on and so forth. Those things where you get instruction hands-on are the key. It's not telling somebody in a clinic in 5 minutes what they have to do.
I would love to see a lobby with people sitting and reading literature and finding more about supports and resources that are available to them and their loved ones. Volunteers who are coming forward and bringing forth their knowledge and offering programs, as well as professional staff bringing forth their resources as well. I think that once we're right there on the highway, we do have that physical presence. I think it will flag down to people that this is a place where you are welcome to come for education, which, you know, is a lot different than the space we're working in right now, where we kind of borrow different rooms for our classes. We definitely are in need of expanding, and a lot of our classes fall into that little room. People are sitting on the side, they can't even see on the board what we're writing. It's so hot that we leave the door open and the fan on. I don't think it's very conducive to education.
I have to start several months ahead of a class hunting for space, because it has to be free, it has to be handicapped accessible, we have to have enough space to put up a whiteboard or a pad of paper for all the things we write, we have to display posters. I mean, it just gets to be a real hunt. And if we had the center to turn to always, what a relief. I tell you, we could concentrate on other things. It would just be wonderful.
Quite frankly, a venue is important, and when I go to medical conferences, say at Johns Hopkins or Harvard, there's something about sitting in that forum where you're in a lecture hall that is set up for this and is meant to be, rather than pulling a bunch of chairs and coffee tables and lunchroom tables around and trying to make it seem as though we're here for a conference, when it just doesn't have the feel that this is truly about education.
This is a great opportunity for our area, not just for the residents that live here, but for people that it will bring to the area. We expect that there would be a significant economic impact with the meetings and conventions and conferences and trainings that it will bring people to the area for. If you have a full-on event, which could be capable of having as many as 200 attendees and perhaps even their families come to the area for a three-day conference, there could be $3,000 to $4,000 in room tax revenue generated from that stay, from that conference. And if you have several of those a year, the impact could be very significant on our city coffers with the room tax collections. It's estimated currently that when a person visits Newport and they stay over, that they spend an average of $137 per day per person while they're here on retail, dining, shopping, and other activities. People that attend conferences also are more likely to return to the area if they find it a pleasurable experience when they're here to explore further. So it has repeat impact as well economically. Newport is rapidly becoming known as a marine science hub for the entire West Coast. There's nothing to stop us from becoming the healthcare hub of the West Coast as well. This is the beginning of something that could be very big for our region.
Well, the center will help prevent disease, help us manage chronic illness conditions, help improve the quality of health, and ultimately lower the cost of healthcare.
We need to start in our small community, have an education center, have this be effective, and have it be something where it means a lot to our community. And to do that, we need the money, and we need to put it out there. I wholeheartedly support it, and I've given to it, and I will continue to.
Video is on the SamHealth.org website if you, you know, wanted to show it to somebody else or bring it up at another meeting. So the reason that I wanted to talk to all of you about it is because the Samaritan and Sue, did you say?
Yes.
Sue was just mentioning that she works for the Arts and Healthcare Program at Samaritan and Good Sam. And then, yeah, there you go. And we here at PCH are also trying to do the same thing.
I'm sorry. I'm not very good at turning this off. For some reason, that is challenging to me. So we'll do that.
That works.
Yeah.
We try to bring art to the healing environment as well. And Karen Murphy has been on our committee, Arts and Healing Committee, since it was started. And she's helped to hang all the pictures that we have on the walls. Hopefully you haven't had to be in the hospital lately. But if you have, then you've seen we've got a lot of photographs on the walls. And we've got that mosaic tile mural that's next to the elevators. And that was a community project. It was our kickoff project for the Arts and Healthcare Program. And we had over 100 people working on it from the community over a four-day period. It was all really fun. And our, you know, we really like the idea of having community art in the building and in our facilities, because then when people come in, they feel connected to it. It's a little bit less scary to be in the hospital because you're like, oh, I worked on that piece, you know. So it's really very much a part of our culture and will continue to be. And then, as Sue mentioned, we have artists who come in and work with our outpatient treatment center patients while they're having their treatment. So if they have to sit there for 4 hours getting some sort of therapy, there are opportunities for artists to come in and work with them and, you know, make their time a little bit more interesting for them. And we also have a musician. His name is Mark Beckwith, and I don't know if any of you know him. He plays the Native American style flute. He's unbelievable. He's a really special person. He's a very gentle soul, and he would come in and just play in the garden or play in our lobby. And there's something called a music practitioner certification, and we gave him a scholarship to get that certification so that he could play in the patient care areas as well. And so he is now doing that. So we gave him, I call it a scholarship, but I guess it was sort of a loan, and he's working off the money that we gave him by playing for us in the hospital. And then once that that obligation is fulfilled, then he'll continue to play and we'll pay him as we pay our artists to work with the patient. So
he comes over to the back to practice.
Yeah, does he?
Right.
He's really amazing. He's got a terrific impact, and patients really love it and employees really love it. So it's a wonderful thing. So this building, I'm going to pass out some pictures, and I only made eight. I'm sorry, but so I'll share one with somebody.
I think I may already have one of these. So
okay.
Let's pass them along.
All right. Then I'll keep one so that I could refer to it. So this is going to be right on Highway 101. It will be between the Thai Elephant Restaurant, there's an empty lot there, and the Patient Financial Services Building. It's going to be right on the highway, and our goal from the beginning, this project started 10 years ago, before my time. Linda Kilbride was the one who launched it, the previous director. And it was a project that came about through several, you know, various coalitions, the Community Health Improvement Partnership got together and recognized that education is really important to prevention and chronic condition management. And so this is kind of what evolved, this idea of having a centralized place, because very much like the PAC, I often compare it to the PAC. Before the PAC was built, there were dance projects and there were theater things happening. There's lots of stuff going on in the theater, in the arts, you know, what you call performing arts. But once the PAC was built, it completely changed the community because it gave it a focus, and it's kind of like, wow, now we have this place where all these wonderful things can happen, and people came up with different ideas for how to use it, and you know, it's really become such a gemstone. This is the Visual Arts Center. And so that's the same idea with health, the Center for Health Education. Now, there are things that happen, but we don't have a focus. We don't have a person whose job it is to bring medical conferences to the community and that sort of thing. And that's really our plan. So it will be right on the highway, and there will be a sculpture garden in front of the building. So when you drive down the highway, there'll be this sitting area, and there will be sculptures. And we've been, Aaron has been talking with Sally about getting some artists' names of people who we might be able to commission. We're trying to get donations for the art, and we're trying to, of course, see if artists will donate some of their work. But we like to pay artists. And so, you know, we're also working on getting donations. So that is going to be right on the highway. The building originally was good. As I said, this has been an evolution over 10 years. Originally, the building was going to be on a property owned by the health district that was not right on the highway. And so there was sort of a very definite front and back. But now that it's going to be on that lot, we're going to have art on both sides. So it's going to be just smaller patio areas with, you know, fewer sculptures on each side. So that is the plan. And, of course, we plan to have art throughout the building as well. And you know, what I've given you, I figured this is a visual group, so I I gave you several things. Shows you, this one shows you where the building will be placed, right there on the highway, and down here is the bridge, and this is all the hospital. And then the elevations, what it's going to look on both sides. This is the side that will face the east, and this is the side that will face the west. Because really, the east side is going to be the main entrance, because people will be parking over there and that sort of thing.
Right. I have a question. When you have the west elevation, it looks like it's the front of the building, but it looks like it's flipped.
Yeah, so this drawing was done 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, when it was going to originally be someplace else.
Okay.
So it's just a, you know.
It's changed. Got it.
It's okay.
She can read drawings. That's
cool. Yes, I know. I had no doubt. And then there are a couple of floor plans. So the first floor and the second floor. It will be a 12,000 square foot building. As you can see by the design, we're trying to incorporate Art Deco elements so that, because it's leading into the Art Deco district. The downstairs will have a computer lab. So that trailer that you saw is our employee computer lab. That's where we center all of our employees for computer training, and it's really
gas.
Oh, and hotter than I have
in the summer, I can imagine.
Well, hot and cold, and if it's raining or if it's too windy, they have to cancel classes because it shakes.
And
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we also believe the center is going to help us attract and retrain and retain healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
And you know, when people come here for conferences, they might fall in love with the area. I mean, we all did, and so they might want to stay. And so we really believe it's going to help us with our recruitment efforts as well. So the downstairs, there's that computer lab. There are a couple of support group rooms or conference rooms. There will be a resource center here is the resource center in the middle, and the resource center will not be a library. We're not going to replace anything that's already in the community. What it's going to be is, if let's say you get a diabetes diagnosis, there'll be a piece of paper that says diabetes. These are some quality websites that you can go to for information. Here are some books that you can find. This book's at the Newport Library. This book's at the Good Sam Library. We could have a courier down for you. So it's going to help people gather things together, not necessarily everything be right there. And the other thing is, if there's something else going on in the community, because not everything can happen there, so let's say there's a support group up in Lincoln City, we'll have that information. So people could call us and we can direct people to where they can find what they need throughout Lincoln County. Then we'll have a skills lab and simulation lab. That's for clinical training. And currently our clinical staff has to go to the Valley for the vast majority of their training. It's costly, time-consuming, you know. We'll be able to get...
So that's the clinical training.
Yeah. So we'll be able to get training
here. So I wondered what it was. Too. Yeah.
And also people from our other Samaritan hospitals will come here for their training. And again, you know, maybe somebody will say, you know, I think I'd rather work here than in Lebanon. This is kind of cool.
Right. Please just see some sometimes in the winter.
What? Yes.
Is there a designated art studio area?
Well, what we're going to do is have these two conference rooms. We'll have sinks and cabinets. Mm-hmm. And when we purchase the furniture, we've already consulted some of our artists about what kinds of tables they're going to want to have in there and that sort of thing. So we'll, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to do classes.
Right. I don't see any storage for materials, though.
There will be. This is sort of
basic.
Yeah.
Okay.
There'll be cabinets and things like that.
Okay.
So then on the second floor is on the second floor, the room was designed Western's conference ballroom, and we'll be able to divide it up into smaller rooms, but it's the same size so that because we know, having done festival cues there year after year, we know that we could seat about 200 people at round tables in that.
Well, that's
facility.
Great.
Yeah,
and
that's
awesome. That's how many people we're hoping to be able to accommodate. And the kitchen is going to be a catering kitchen as well as a teaching kitchen.
Oh,
great.
Oh, right. Yeah. How do you fix a meal that's diabetes friendly?
Right. Now you have, a gluten-free, heart health eating.
Yes.
All kinds of things.
Right.
So anything that is health-related can happen here. So if it's being offered to the community at no cost, then the community, who's ever putting it on, could use the facility at no cost. If somebody is offering a class and they're charging people for it, we would expect
of course.
To see.
Yeah. And then being health related, is there a certain exercise area?
Oh, right.
No, we're not. We did not include any physical activity. Because
of the rec center.
You
don't want to step on it.
They're not called something different now, but right, we did not want to compete with any of those, and that's not the intention. And so it's more complementing what's already in the community.
And we've started some dialogue with Samaritan too, as far as some kind of a partnership for getting people from there over to the rec center to. Just kind of opened the door and said, what can we do to work together here?
Yeah.
So,
working at physical
therapy. Yeah,
it'd be nice at some point
that
after they finish their initial exercise program at the hospital, that the doctor could write a prescription and say, it's necessary for you to go to the rec center and continue your...
That's the kind of thing. Or they bring over physical trainers or therapists over to our place, and let's think really broad here and what we can work with. So I'm not sure where it's going, but we've kind of opened that door. So.
Although I see with this ballroom, if you really need a place for like dancing or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I can see the tables being taken out and having one
classes.
Of them open if it's
yes.
nonprofit.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there could be there can be ways that it's not that we absolutely refuse. No, you're never doing any physical care, but it's not the word that
not
you,
that
we're
not
going to
invest in a bunch of machines.
Right. No, we already have that.
So, So yeah, that's the idea, and we just wanted to make sure that you were all aware of it.
That's very exciting.
And certainly any ideas that you might have about artists that we might be able to work with, sources of funding, if there are grant sources for funding public art. You know,
I think you might find that Jürgen, what's Jürgen's last name? He would probably be open to donating a piece. Yeah. You might contact
Eckstein.
Him. Eckstein.
Yeah, and his name is on.
Mm-hmm. He's offered.
When you get the budget that you're going to go for this, will you have some amount for architectural art?
Well, 2%. It's a public building.
For architectural art.
Well, built in. Mm-hmm. Rather than added to, but, you know, like a window that's stained glass or something.
Right,
like
yes. There is some of that built in now. And so I didn't tell you about the money.
No.
When Linda Kilbride started it 10 years ago, they thought, let's build a building for $1 million. And somehow they did some sort of calculation that made them come up with that dollar amount. So they started doing some fundraising things. And then when Linda left and I became the director 7 years ago or so, we said, okay, well, let's actually see what we'll, you know, let's get some designs, let's figure out what this will actually cost. And over the years, of course, it's fluctuated here and there. It's actually gone back a little and then come forward because of the downturn. But it's now a $2.5 million building. Mm-hmm. And we are only $100,000 away.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Jeez, that's great.
Yes. Well, of course, the health district last year were convinced that this is a priority project for the community. So they are contributing $1,145,000 to the project.
Wow.
And so that was obviously a big huge bump to getting us over. Yeah. But that bump allowed us to get about $260,000 in grants, because they saw how close we were, and we're doing an online auction November 24th to December 6th, and so there'll be information. Look in your PUD bills, because there'll be a thing with the website if you're interested in going up and seeing
what item.
We're going to have a trip to Ashland, and yesterday I talked to the Ashland Springs Hotel.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they're donating.
Oh,
so
that's
it'll
cool.
be two nights at the Ashland Springs and tickets to the
theater.
Wow.
So
a couple of restaurant things.
Fun.
Yeah, there's going to be some really fun. We've got like 10 just really fun, you know, items. Things that were really popular at Festival of Trees, but since we're not doing Festival of Trees this year.
Oh, you're not?
No, we're not, because we really needed to focus on getting this project finished, and Festival of Trees takes so much time and energy all throughout the year.
My friend Helen Kegel used to do
She'd
start in the summer.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of work, and so we really needed to focus, and that's what we've done, and it's paid off because this is how close we are now. So that's happening, and then there's also a radiothon on December 6th on K-Cup and Boss from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m., and we're going to be asking people, it's going to be all sorts of people talking about the project, and we'll even have some, like, pre-diabetes, information and heart, care information, and so it won't just be people talking about why we're building the center. It'll be people giving information that you will be able to learn at the center. So,
cool. Are you going to have a bank of telephones and people can phone in their donations?
Yes, that's the plan. Yes.
And what date is that?
It's December 6th, Friday, December 6th.
The radiothon.
Yep. From 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. That will also be on your PUD stuff. One side is the radiothon, the other side is the...
What's the weekend? Is that a Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, it's like a big building.
So, Ursula, are you aware of the percentage for the arts? Did you know that there's a city rule or city...
Suggestion.
Expectation.
No, it's a requirement now going forward. Did you know about that?
I don't think I knew about it. I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Well, we can tell you about it.
Yeah,
not me, somebody else.
We'll email the brochure to Alice. I'll send it to you.
I don't think we're going to have any trouble meeting that.
No, it
because
sound
it was
like it.
when the bid was put together, it was definitely part
right.
of it.
Right. But just so you know, that's in part what we do is help
advise
and send people your way who might do a nice job. with whatever your expectations are. Mm-hmm.
So do you have, are you at the stage yet of having some ideas about what kind of art you want on the east and west side of the building, or is that still?
That is still, that is up in the air, so we would love some guidance on that.
Are you thinking of doing a call for artists? The city has done that.
Yeah.
So that's that's all laid out if you wanted to do that.
We have all that information on. The last time it was done, I think it was for this building.
For City Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need that, let me know.
Yeah.
You can also do a call for artists with this amount of money and then commission, when you know what you want with this amount. It doesn't have to all go the same way. You probably know that.
No, that's actually what I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll get you some information about the percent for art.
I'm going to send it to her. Help. And Aaron has, Thank you. Know, has been talking to Sally about some of this, too. So we're really...
So I've given him some names of artists and tried to help him as best I could.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The artists in the community always appreciate it if you do at least a portion of it as
locally. Percent.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know that... That is a call for artists. Doesn't mean that they are necessarily selected, but they have an opportunity.
Yes.
To be selected, mm-hmm. to present,
right.
and
so,
be part of it.
So instead of us just saying, we really want Mary Jones to work on this piece, and let's just call her and have her come in and do it, to open it up.
Not instead of, in addition to. Yeah,
right.
Because you're probably going to have some spaces that only a certain kind of thing would fit.
Mm-hmm.
And you may know an artist for that, and you can work with that artist on that. But you'll have other spaces that you could open. Mm-hmm. With a call for artists.
Mm-hmm. And then you discover what's out there.
Right? Yeah.
As opposed to having a preconceived notion that this is what we want in this space, there may be something that comes along that is like, oh my gosh, we would have never considered this, but how perfect. Yeah.
But there are some really high quality artists who probably wouldn't even put in anything for call for artists. I mean, I don't know, but it's kind of, you probably want to do a mix.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would think.
But it is nice to involve the local art community as well, through a call for proposals.
Right, and we definitely would want to use local artists. Uh-huh. Our intention is to use local artists.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you kind of have to decide what local is. As I discovered, people you think are local live, 30 miles away. So
well, that's local enough.
Yeah, Lincoln County.
It's up to them,
Lincoln County.
Right, yeah. Lincoln County.
I would say Lincoln County is local.
That's
but then you have to say, do they have their second home in Lincoln County?
Or their
primary home? Ursula, do they pay taxes to the Foundation Health District? That's how I would
to the Samaritan Health District.
In some way, shape, or form through rent or owning a home here. So it wouldn't matter if it was their second or third or fourth home.
I would say Lincoln County's good enough.
Yeah. If they support this through their tax dollars, then that would be a baseline criteria. That's how I look at it. Since I just got my tax bill and I realized how much money I give to the health district.
Exactly. So you have sort of designated certain areas where you're thinking a piece of art would be good here, or it's even not to that point yet?
I think it's more open than that.
Okay.
That would really make a sense then, what we're talking about then, because you might have some
the
ideas that are
artists.
Really, like you were saying, too, to really give you some great ideas.
Right. I think artists just appreciate it if there's some of the money goes out that way.
Sue, will you?
Well, I'm interested to know if an artist has ideas to incorporate into the building, because the building is art.
Right.
Would the architects be open to working with some of the artist's ideas, because from the Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks, California, this building, because this art piece, a whole wall, really, exterior wall, was an interesting art piece in itself. Well, that has to be planned for, before the building's built. So I'm just wondering about getting ideas and also having architects being open to ideas, or if that's just their baby. The building's going to be their baby.
Right. And so that's a good question, and I would have to work with Cynthia on that. Cynthia Quaid is the designer of the building.
Oh, okay. She is?
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful.
She comes back occasionally.
I see.
You know, she sort of goes back.
To see her mother.
To see her mother, yeah. So, and she, when she designed it 7 years ago, she lived here.
Yeah.
And, so she was really, really local then.
See, it's gorgeous, and we do have in town our deco expert artist, you know.
Yeah,
but
we
also
do.
But also, it's beautiful, and immediately I feel it's very angular, and that curvilinear elements.
Well,
I see one, you know, I mean, there's this, and right now there's a sculpture out here, but building-wise, everything is straight except
and
for
square.
This element.
Right.
So, just an idea about how can it become a little bit less rigid and even a little bit more friendly in its...
And be careful, because those things cost more.
No, we had
a curved wall was proposed for the libraries before my time. And they didn't do it because of the cost of building shelves into it. It was so, you know,
excessive.
Enormous, and you wouldn't be able to replace them without specials. So it's kind of a combination.
Well, I'm just thinking of the top being a little curvier, not necessarily a wall.
Mm-hmm. And it could be art that is, you know, part of the art that's coming off of a wall that gives it that
yeah,
element
too.
Right.
Yeah, so I just thought
interior walls curved.
That would be nice if they were flexible on that particular art sculpture incorporated into come off of, you know, and touching the building. Yeah, it's beautiful though. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So Ursula, what's the timeline? That there's 100,000 remaining to raise,
which you're hoping to raise this year,
right? we're on a mission. So we're talking to a lot of people. We have proposals out, you know. So the timeline is that the architects are working now. The soils testing has been ordered for the lot, and we will have our ceremonial groundbreaking in January.
Oh, lovely.
So you already have the contractor?
We don't have the contractor quite yet. Quaid is most likely going to be the contractor, but the health district had, when they approved $1 million towards the project back in February, and they said they did not want us to move forward with construction until we had the full $2.5 million. They didn't want us to break ground, they didn't want us to do anything until we had the full amount. Mm-hmm. And so a week ago Monday, they released us of that restriction. And so now, and the other thing is our engineering manager at the hospital, Mike Larimer, left about a month and a half ago, and we just got his replacement. He's the person that's going to be working with the contractor, so we didn't want to hire the contractor until he was in place.
Right.
And so we are meeting today about, you know, moving forward with hiring the contractor. And it will most likely be Quaid, provided they could do it in that with the budget that we have, and we've been telling them the budget all the way through, and mm-hmm. Cynthia knows the budget, and you know, how that happens. So now that the money has been released, and then the health district also added another $145,000 to the contribution for the last, which is how we've gotten
so close.
So close. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Yes. I know you've been working on that
a
long time. So groundbreaking maybe January of next year,
at least the ceremonial groundbreaking, and mm-hmm. then once they do really break ground and once the construction starts, they've told me it takes about 9 months till the project's finished.
Wow.
So
that's fast.
Yeah,
that is
kidding. Yeah.
But it's a flat piece of ground. They're not having to put in piers and things.
That's
helpful.
So hopefully, my dream is that this will be ready by September 30th, 2014.
Oh my gosh!
And that we will, and we're talking with Rebecca Austin at the, I always want to call her Jane, Rebecca Austin at the health department, who's our new public health director, and she is really gung-ho about doing a regional tobacco summit. Because tobacco use is so high in Lincoln County. That came out of the community health assessment that they just did.
Oh, really?
Health you know, smoking-related diseases and tobacco use.
You had a chart up there at the very beginning, and it was Lincoln County and then the rest of Oregon, and I didn't get a chance to look at it thoroughly, but it was like, it looked like everything was worse here. Yeah. Cancer was the first one, and now you're saying smoking, and everything is just higher.
Alcoholism. Things are a lot higher here for whatever reason. There's that nationwide.
Well, there's two pieces of demographics in that, since I was in alcohol in the field. One of them is the transient population, the other one is the elderly population.
And we have a large elderly population.
So that skews our numbers.
Right, because...
Except for, you know...
Well, cancer is...
Teenage pregnancy.
Right.
They also discovered that our teenagers are smoking at higher rates.
It's popular, so that's a great idea.
There's no mall to hang out at, so they just smoke.
How can they afford to? How much is a pack?
I know, I don't know how kids...
But, what was the question? There's a question.
Oh, it's just a cool idea. The new Otani Hotel, it's not new anymore, but it's called the new Otani Hotel, downtown L.A., has a beautiful rooftop meditation garden.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
And
oh,
that would have, you'd have an ocean view.
That's a lovely hotel.
I know. So, I mean, it's a surprise kind of thing, and it's just a really neat thing, you know, for somebody to go up, you know, up on the roof and
kind of Asia.
And just have this surprise up there.
Yeah.
It was very simple.
It's a good idea, but how many days would you be able to use it?
Right. And there is a balcony that comes off. So, what I started to say was the Tobacco Summit that Rebecca would like to do. We would love to do that as our kickoff event in October of 2000.
Oh, cool.
So that's what's in my head, and we'll see if what's in my head actually.
And if you schedule it, and every last thing is not finished, you could maybe get a provisional opening kind of thing.
Soft open.
Yeah, because
the upstairs is ready. That's really what we would need.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, Ursula, thank you very much for coming, and
exciting news.
Oh yes.
Would like to hear more. You know, as you're working with the art element. And your call for proposals and things.
Right. So who's going to send her the info?
I am.
Peggy is going to send.
Peggy. Yeah. Does anyone know how to turn this machine off?
I think it's probably just this, right?
Yeah, I think you have to hold the button a little bit. There you go.
Thank God. I was afraid it was going to catch
and then the fan would go off, I think,
by itself. It was
going to
get hotter and hotter and hotter.
I saw it go off.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it definitely went off.
Yeah. Well, I kept pushing that button, but I think I was turning it off and on.
And then I think the fan just goes off by itself.
But I thought, today I will burn the projector.
All right.
Thank you
for your time. This is an exciting project and something that will really add to this community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it will
add to the beauty of the highway.
Yes, totally needs it.
Right where we need it.
Okay, so as we're going on here on the agenda, we wanted to do Ursula first so she could present and then get back with her life. We will be having September Minutes. Next month around.
Sorry.
So we'll be doing 2 month minutes. That's okay, Peggy.
I thought I'd have them done this
a
morning.
A lot
but I
on
got
your plate.
You've had a lot to do.
Yes, a lot on your plate. So we'll just have that later. So then the sculpture donation and so on. OCCA and myself were continuing to work with Jerry Harpster. You met him last time, and he did a presentation. And we're working on site and with electricians and so on, with the goal to do a presentation to the OCCA board on Tuesday, November 12th. I did want to show you, as Jerry comes again and again. In fact, he's coming back again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're going to be out on the lawn again. But he's done
a new drawing, a little different than before, and I'm sorry I didn't make copies.
Yeah.
And
around.
You can see the concrete pad that we're looking at, you know, on which the benches and the sculpture will be, so that it's a contemplative restive area. Yes.
I have news.
Okay.
Our public works department will have that concrete installed.
Sweet.
Because they can get better prices than OCCA can.
Oh,
and
all
so
right.
They That's will good. Handle that. Tim told me that right after the last meeting.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that's
I didn't,
something that's
didn't know
off.
That.
Yeah, that's why I interrupted and I apologize. So that's right. off your plate.
That's nice.
I mean,
well,
you may get a bill for it, but it's
yeah.
going
oh, sure.
to be it'll
expensive.
Be less expensive because
okay.
we'll combine it with
this
other
is
concrete
the
projects.
Head.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Okay, that's thank you very much. And so
and that's
I'll
the
just
lot in the streets
hook
right
up with Tim Gross.
And this is what do you call that?
On that.
Yeah, the base plinth.
And okay. so what we are exploring, of course, the electrical element
for lights at night
of it, yes, and whether that's something that's, you know, recessed in the ground, you know, that shines up or just what. So we have, you know, all of the electrical aspect that, you know, that we're looking mm-hmm. at. And then... Jerry was supposed to get in touch with you. I gave him your email and phone number. Someone at the last Public Arts Committee meeting mentioned about that there are people waiting in line
okay.
to donate public benches for public use.
Mm-hmm.
And so we That's were... You know, Jerry, that was one of his assignments. Was
well, he
to,
did that.
Okay.
He did do that.
Is there an update on
well, this just happened yesterday, I think, whenever I called Judy.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
right now the bench donation project is handled by Bob Fuller in our Public Works Department. So it wasn't Jerry who emailed me, but somebody else from his community, and I directed them to Bob Fuller.
Okay, great.
There isn't always a line, but I think it's getting pretty full down on the bayfront, and I can't mm-hmm. imagine that there wouldn't be somebody that would want to place,
yeah.
and it'll have, we just put a little plaque on the bench, what we've done on the bayfront, says, you know, in memory
it's
of blah,
intrusive,
blah, blah.
But
no,
yeah,
right,
nice.
Exactly,
right.
Very nice.
So
oh,
I,
great
you know, if Bob knows that they're looking for benches, the next person that, you know, I mean, calls, he can say, well, I've got
and
a great
how much
spot.
Is that to do that?
They're about $1,000 by the time they get here. They're between $700 and $800 the last time I bought one anyway, and then shipping and everything and putting together. And they don't last forever.
But what do you ask of the person who wants to donate? Do you have a flat
$1,000?
$1,000 to donate.
So is this an extra that I could show to Bob Fuller? So
absolutely. I can
okay.
Print some.
Because I
Some
think I want to show this to Tim and also to Bob Fuller.
Okay.
Because when I talked with Tim last, it was just that we were going to put the concrete pads directly under the benches, and there wasn't this circle, although the circle or this oval
makes a lot of sense.
Looks really nice.
It looks
too.
Gorgeous, yeah. And I think it would make maintenance easier, frankly.
Well, that's
yes.
what we thought
to
because
around.
You know yeah. if you've got things
right.
to cut around at first. Thought, well, maybe the bench is not on the concrete or there or they are, but this isn't. And then
well,
you've got
if
all
are
that
sitting
clipping.
On the benches, if people are sitting on them, then the grass is just going to get all torn up anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. This is really nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Looks good. It's nice.
All right. So things are moving forward on that, and our big... one of our big things, of course, is dealing with
and
the,
on the that
electricity.
On that subject,
yeah.
at one point you wanted to show this project to the city council
mm-hmm.
and get their blessing, essentially, and have the council direct staff to enter into an agreement with OCCA regarding putting this on city property.
Right.
So at what point do you think that should go forward to council?
Okay. Well, You know, first we have the OCCA board meeting on it, so that, you know, they can give the input.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do, but maybe you can advise us on this, we were trying to get nailed down more specifically the budget. So if, because what was presented a month or two ago is very vague and general. I mean, it was, you know, just some generalized things. Now, does the city council need to know the exact amount for the electrical idea that we have?
I don't think they care about that. I think what they care about is just entering into an agreement with OCCA on the use of the property. So they wouldn't need to have that information.
Okay.
So I think that the next meeting of the city council is, of course, Monday. That's not going to be before your OCCA board meeting.
Right.
The following one will be November 18th.
November 18th.
And that actually would be very difficult for staff because one of the staff is going on vacation next week.
Okay.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be able to get that report done in time for the 18th. So.
What about then?
December 16th.
Right. You have one meeting in December.
I think that would be a good time.
Let's do that.
Oh, come on.
You know what I did? Something astonishingly dumb. I turned off the projector, but we can fire it up again.
Okay.
And it wasn't an easy task either. I had to have help. But
well, that sounds perfect.
Let's shoot for December 16th.
To present it December
13th. Do you have long stockings
16th.
On? Yeah.
And so then what
December
16th.
Awesome.
Prepare an agreement with OCCA, and then they could perhaps approve it.
That's great.
Okay. Does that sound
good? Uh-huh. Right. So we present the idea on December 16th. And really,
you're just, it's just informational because what you're going to do is say, this is what we'd like to do. We want to put it on city property, and then I'll have written a staff report so that it indicates that, yes, it'll be pretty fine to put it on city property, but you need to enter into an agreement with the staff.
And so you would do that agreement by December 16th?
No.
No.
That would follow afterward after the council says.
Yeah. Not enough to.
Yeah.
And hopefully it will be the first meeting in January. Right. It could be the second. No. Only
and that?
Because
I heard
my mother is serving at December and we'll be meeting on the 20th and won't be back until January 2nd.
Okay, good.
I had
all right, so.
Outloaded me.
Oh. So let's finish this topic here quickly, and then Stacy is all ready to go. So any other questions? At this point in time about mother and child and where we're going and what we're doing. It's
great. None at all.
Thank you.
Kudos on the progress you've made so far.
Got it covered.
All right, so.
We'll turn this on again. And
we have a public art inventory database update.
Just hold it down.
Stacy.
There you go. That should do it.
Thank you for coming, Stacy.
Does it need to warm up?
I think I blew it up.
No, there it goes.
It's
coming. It's all.
You just need to take
I can see the lights are all on the top, and it's starting to go.
There.
For some reason, it's not showing. Oh, because there's nothing to
there's
projecting.
Nothing to show.
Maybe it's projecting.
They're talking about a document.
So it's on, but it's the computer interface
that would.
I don't know.
Be between the city and
OCCA. Yeah, there'd have to be an agreement between the city and OCCA.
There you go.
Put that sculpture that belongs to.
There. It just takes a while.
I doubt it.
And then we can fit the lights.
It's his. It would probably be in perpetuity.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, if the city ended up
busy. We had the Trailblazers staff
right
there
away,
yesterday.
Which they would never.
Really? Blaze, the mascot, and they did a about 45-minute mini clinic.
So let's go on. And
I got to meet him.
Stacy is going to tell us about the art inventory database.
Okay. Well, the database is usable whenever you want to start sending over some of your inventory. When you open it up, it opens to the artwork entry form. If you prefer to look at things in this format, there's a search box down in the bottom. say I was looking for, I happen to know there's an item called Coyote. I can't use Finder with this. What? Okay.
Don't you just love that?
See, make sure my table's loaded up. Okay. Okay, so that's what the table looks like. Okay, so there's the form. It's not cooperating.
It could be my computer.
It could be. It does work on my computer.
Why are we calling it search and replace, though?
I don't know. You can normally just search from this box down here. So that's the entry form, the one that opened first. This is the main table. It has all the fields that you asked for. Other fields can be added. I have put in a couple of...
John Rose's and Eugene. I saw that question.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Should be asked? What's that?
Over here, I just wanted to show you an example. If we do load a photo, and you click on the photo.
Oh, great.
Great.
This is not a very nice photo, but this is...
We know what it is.
Yeah, I wanted to give you an example of how that works.
It's one of my favorite pieces.
You can actually have all the photos in there. We talked last time about how hard it would be to format them as bitmap images, and I tested it out. It's very easy. You can just open it in the Paint program or in Photoshop and save as a BMP file if it was a JPEG.
That is awesome.
Yeah, So that's pretty cool. All of these categories are filterable. For anybody who knows how to use Access, it should be pretty user-friendly. If I were to say I want to filter this section, so in this section, every single thing in this column is labeled either blank or city manager's office, so because that's what the owner is listed as. And so I could unselect all and then say, I don't want to see the blanks. Or, okay, let's say I do just want to see the blanks. Those are the ones we still need to fill in. I say okay, and it filters it down to
really cool.
Just all the ones. Yeah, and you really can do that for all of them. And as you can see, we also have a running total down here. If somebody should at some point need to see the total value of the collection, yep, you can do that.
Lots of blanks.
So, yeah, we do. There's lots of blanks in there.
And then the $0 amount, is that's just not known?
Unknown, uh-huh. Right. Because of the nature of the program, you can't just leave it blank. It plugs a numerical
field.
On that field, right.
You can't put unknown either?
Because it's a numerical thing. Number.
Right.
It wants a dollar amount.
Right.
So. Yeah,
like
if you
Excel.
See a zero, it doesn't mean it's worthless. So, yeah, there's not a lot more to say about it aside from anytime you want to send inventory pieces over, we can put more stuff in. And if there, you can see, I've set up some queries, but so I made one query that shows just the title, artist, whether it's permanent or on loan, and the value of the artwork. Mm-hmm. So you can get the program to display just certain information for you, but that kind of, you know, I can do more queries depending on what specific information you're looking for. In this one, I was thinking, what if you just wanted to see all works by Rick Bartow, say. So that's another filtering issue where you just come in and narrow it down to the Rick Bartow works.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Really nice, thank you.
Yeah. That's nice.
When can you, how many pages is it now if you printed it?
That's five records listed here. Yeah. If you wanted to print the whole table, we would go back to this, and we can do like a print preview thing. Let's go. So it's going to be...
It's two pages. It's 48 pieces that we have.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It would be fun to work on filling in the blanks, and that's something that we talked about helping with. And I know, just looking at it now, I can see a lot of them that I know, and I bet these two, these artists in the room know, you know, even more of the information that you don't have available yet.
And so are you thinking that if you printed it out and passed it around,
the table itself is on two pages.
Yeah,
would be able to
Help fill it in, yeah. I think we would need to put our initials by
six.
Oh.
No.
So it takes that far.
Well, it's because
there's so many fields.
If you did a different format, then you would...
Right, you wouldn't need to print all of those fields necessarily either.
You can select certain ones, yeah.
Wow, this has come such a long way.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. That's amazing.
Thank you.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, it's a nice... I mean, you guys have done so much work, and it's a wonderful big step, I think. That's really...
It's a very handy program. So, yeah, what would you like to do next? Do you want me to get a...
Well, are you still adding to the database at this point?
I have all of the library art that I know of.
And she's got all the inventory that city I did, which wasn't... No, I didn't do all of the city art. I just didn't
have... Right. I think I had none.
I only did a few.
Well,
yeah.
If you print it out, I'd pick it up later.
Okay.
And help fill in some of the blanks.
Sure.
On what we have. Oh, good idea. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if you think you know some of them, you know, you should be willing to do that too. But I just recognize some of them, probably because they're library.
Right.
I could have lunch with Martha and she could help me.
Oh, yeah.
So where would this little subcommittee that's working on the public art inventory, where do you want to go next to focus?
I need to finish the rec center ones.
Oh, okay.
Then I can just pass that information on.
Okay.
And I can help fill in the blanks on this one for now, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then in the new year,
that.
Probably we can start adding to it.
In the new year?
Uh-huh. I'm going to be gone for a month, so. You know, and then Christmas.
But this is a
here.
Long way from a little booklet of the murals down on the bayfront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great thing, though, for the city to have.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing. Know. Yeah.
Maybe what we could do in January is to sort of divide the city and each of us on the committee take a part of it to work on. So.
Yeah, because it went fast. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that you need two people, but when we were first starting it, it felt good to just kind of back and forth about it. But now that we have that form more where we want it to be.
I got to continue fixing it so it's on one page. That's something that you asked last time that I haven't done, but it is on my list, trust
it's
me.
It's quite all right. You got a big list.
Now, the form that we're creating for data entry, is it better to fill that out, or is it better to get a print of your template that you used for data entry?
Oh, either way. I used your paper form as a guideline of how to organize the information.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So they fit together really
they
well.
They fit together.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, and we might include on the paperwork, too, some weird notes or something that wouldn't necessarily fit in
I
that
think,
format.
I think yeah. we did also. We made a notes page.
Did we?
A notes field. Yeah, I think so.
That was the intent,
yeah,
is to
yeah,
have a notes
field. Over here,
field.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
We've got a notes field. We can,
yeah.
And, you know, because it's a computer program, it can probably fit an almost infinite amount of information in there if you want.
And it's more user-friendly to form.
Yeah. I think it'll be easier to use it when, for people who are actually doing the inventory than perhaps the
that's
database entry form.
That's pretty small.
Yeah. But it really will be awesome, and I think one of the things that we'll do when this is complete is send it to our insurance company.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I
That's
am
huge.
Not really sure.
If they have
right.
a clue, you know,
yeah.
because we've never seen it all in one piece.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And I suspect that over the years, they've never been made aware of this.
Right.
And it's pretty public art. I mean, especially in this building and the library and the rec center.
Right, yeah.
I mean, people could. Yeah.
Yep.
getting the packs in there will be something, because you've got a huge collection of permanent, at least permanent in the community art. You may take some down.
And then we loan some out. We have some of Beverly Green's artwork here at the health center. And I know from time to time I think there's been something at the library, but not right now for the Beverly Green collection.
Probably.
And
well, honestly, I think the city council, if we show this to the city council, I think they're going to go,
yes,
oh, wow, you guys are doing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Legitimizes what we're doing here.
Exactly.
And, you know, and
I think that what should happen is that this committee should give an update, maybe in February, of the work that they've been doing. And I think that every committee should do that on an annual basis, and we haven't been doing that, so we'll schedule that. And when it's time, as long as I know, we will schedule it as a joint meeting of the Public Arts Committee and the City Council, so we don't get sideways with public meeting law like we did with the Bike Ped Committee when they all showed up without warning.
That is an excellent idea.
Yes, so we can do that.
And with the library's help and everything and getting this all going, too, that, I mean, if they saw this,
they would be impressed.
Really impressed that you guys put that together. That's
And so you're recommending that this would occur at a city council work session?
No.
Joint or?
At night.
Oh, at night. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I just wanted to.
And it would be a joint meeting.
Only because we don't want to, I mean, we don't want to have quorum issues if four of you show up, which I think would be awesome if you all showed up.
Sure.
But if four of you showed up and it wasn't advertised as a joint meeting, then we would have, somebody would have to leave.
Oh, I see. So we don't all have to sit around a table, but.
We're no, you'll sit in the audience. Yeah, it'll be a joint meeting. We had that happen with the Bike Ped Committee, and oh my goodness, they're still upset.
You know, and speaking of showing up at City Council and so on, you know, we can keep you posted, but, you know, it'd be really nice if maybe one of you or so, if you had time, to come to the December 16th meeting where there's the presentation about the you know, the mother and child and the proposal for the agreement and where this is going to be.
December 16th?
Yes, and that's our only
that's
meeting.
That's the evening meeting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I know the holidays are really busy, but, you know, if one of you has time and the opportunity, because as we're presenting, I'd like to be able to, you know, indicate, oh, and by the way, you know, we have some people from the Public Art Committee who, you know, have been viewing this and working and listening and making suggestions, you know, all along.
And you're all welcome to come. I just need to know if four of you
will
be
there.
Okay, right.
We should
not have four.
We should let you know then if we're going to be there, right?
Yeah, and you'll need to let me know at least 2 weeks before so we can make the agenda, word the agenda properly so we are not. Okay.
Now, if I'm presenting via OCCA, would I also be considered a public arts committee
I'm
going to
say yes because...
don't want to get in trouble.
Err on the side of caution.
Get in
trouble. Trust me, people watch.
Well, I know. You'd be surprised. People watch. Okay, well, it was just an idea, but I think it'd be really neat.
It would be
at
nice.
At least one other...
Weimar, you're out of town then, right? Or are
no,
you,
not in December.
So is it a Monday night?
It is a Monday night.
Then I wouldn't be attending. So there's
got,
one off.
Got something.
Is it the second Monday? Or
no,
the third?
Yeah, it's the second. No, wait. It's the third, the 16th.
Yeah. Well, I could probably.
I could.
December 16th.
If I'm in town.
I got to check my calendar.
I'm going to notice it as a joint meeting because I will be afraid otherwise. So now four of you have to show up.
I should be able to be.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Stacy, anything else? I'm sorry, we got a little.
Oh, no.
Anything else?
For me, although I can note now that. Now that it's loaded up properly, the search box is working. So if you want to look for anything just on this form as opposed to just in the large table, you can just
down
enter
below
something
there.
In the search box and it will come up. that particular record will come up.
That's so cool.
And once this record comes up, can you hit enter and it brings up the next record by that person?
It's not enter, it's this little arrow sign.
Oh, advance.
It's forward.
Yeah. Or you can use the
right,
find.
But if Martha Hawks had more than one
right,
piece.
Right, here you would go to the find up here. Mm-hmm. And then you would go find next, but I don't think she does.
Oh, no.
Maybe she does.
Maybe she does. Well, she has more than one, but I don't know if it's
in there. That's in our office?
Plant life.
No, it says library. Location library.
Yeah, so there's just one for Martha, but her name is in the same record a couple times. We could look up Rick Bartow. Oops. Bird, coyote, 17 drawings.
What's
clear? Drawings.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Okay, so yeah, if you don't have any more questions, I can close it down.
Thank you. And
thanks. Awesome. I'm so impressed. Thank you.
Many thanks.
Yeah.
Beautiful jobs.
And I'll print some out for you to pick up, Lima.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And at some point, you know, you would want to do it by year, because you're going to make a presentation, right? For that
not
year.
Not my cat.
Art that's been added to the
look
public.
At his front feet.
Well, he's the one with the six.
He's got eight on the
front. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I have the never heard of
oh, my goodness. I haven't either. I've heard six.
Me too.
Eight.
Right.
Okay. He can
on
really
the back?
No, the back I think are just regular, but in
the
eight,
he looks like he could
very
play
full.
Piano. Awesome.
Yes. I mean, he can really get you when you walk past
I
it
bet.
In just the right
shred
mood.
You right up.
Yes.
Happy
yes.
Halloween, everybody!
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you, Stacey.
Gonna offer a cupcake.
I can't believe his feet.
Well, yeah.
And he makes a lot
look
of noise.
Look at his little fangs. He's got little fangs.
Yeah, he's got fangs.
He's definitely
and
a Halloween cat.
Can you reach the lights, please?
I told him it was a special day.
This whole yes, I had a black
say,
cat.
Now we all know how to turn it on.
Special day, yeah,
Halloween. Now just put your hand up. It'll take
all right, very, very exciting there. All right, so we're getting almost finished.
Long.
Are there any committee
there's
comments?
No, oh, it's gone.
No, just
committee comments about
how much work she
anything.
Did. Jeez.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. We always have committee yes. comments on our agenda.
I would like to cut.
That happened. Made it happen.
Well, I would like to commend the art community for turning out to support the Visual Arts Center and the council meetings. And I would also like to hear where we are on that. What's the status?
Well, that there, you know, I'm not sure that's a...
That she can say.
Well, I mean, I'm just not sure that's a discussion for the Public Arts Committee because it's right. not even associated at all with this. Mm. But there is going to be a discussion about that Waima Monday at the council meeting.
It is this Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that yesterday we had a meeting with a lot of OCCA board members and Ted and Derek and I. And I feel like there was some progress made in terms of how to proceed at this point. Ted's written it up. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But I think that it's sort of going to be put back in council's court for them to make a couple of decisions. What's your take on it, Catherine?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so there are some decisions for city council to look at and do
yeah.
and then...
I would agree with you, it's not part of our purview,
this
except
group.
That
yeah.
it
we're
is
all interested.
A building which houses public art.
Yeah.
There is some permanent public art, and in fact the building itself mm-hmm. is public art. So
yeah, a lot of the
elements sense. Of the building
yes.
are public art.
Yeah. And doors and windows mm-hmm. and things. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just come this coming Monday,
okay.
We'll...
Yeah, I think it would humor. Be very helpful to have a large group again so that they realize that the public is not going to go away and that we are interested and we are watching.
Mm-hmm. And Sally and I have mentioned that, and
yeah.
she's
I see that happening. What one of the things that hopefully will happen is that if somebody gives a statement and 45 people agree with it, that 44 of those people won't need to take 3 minutes. I say that selfishly because that didn't happen last time.
No, it didn't.
You know, we were there and until, well, I got home at midnight. But
I got home about 9.
Yeah, but see, you guys left before the meeting was
over. The rest of the
meeting. There was lots of the meeting left.
Yeah. And so, and in fact, what happened was everyone who spoke had the same position.
But that night, maybe that needed to happen. I don't know.
Well,
but not again.
And I'm not saying you can't do it. Spare us that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there were a couple people who just said, oh, I'm going to sign up and talk, and then I'm going to talk about whatever I want.
Yeah, I know. And then the other thing you can do is, like, if one person gets up and offers a position that 44 other people agree with, you can get up and say your name and say, I agree. Because that's what's going to show up in the minutes. It's not going to be what every single person
says. That's a good way to handle
it.
How do you actually do that, Peggy?
Huh?
How do you actually do that during the meeting?
Do what?
Well, somebody has spoken, and you're out in the audience, and you agreed. You just stand up and say,
well, no, you fill out that little form and give it to Sandy, or give it to me, and I'll make sure the mayor gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll call your name, and you can come forward
and
say that.
Say,
that's more, in my mind, that's a better way to do it because it's orderly. I can tell who you are. I can put it in the minutes.
And couldn't you also have one person go up and say, here's what I believe, blah, blah, blah. I'm representing a number of people sitting here. Show of hands if you agree with what I say.
Yeah, you can do that.
And then you can can say 24 people raised their hands or whatever.
We have it. Yeah, that totally works, and that's one of the things that we did when we had the other issue that created large council audiences, which was the plastic bag issue.
Right.
Logging pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway.
That's a good way to handle it.
You do
want to stand up and be counted if you're there.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
want people,
exactly.
you know, you want the council to know that's why I'm here. But
And I really felt that the comments on October 7, a number of them took a little bit different angle.
Yes.
To flesh
exactly
out,
the same.
You know, the whole picture. You know,
mm-hmm.
some were similar, but it was I thought quite interesting how little different viewpoints,
which makes the council look at things differently.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
No,
was present that evening.
Yeah,
and I think that was important.
Right.
They could have scheduled a public hearing just for that. Also,
yeah. Well, there was,
which
you know,
been
I don't
a
know.
Lot easier. All right, so council meeting.
Getting
off.
I have
one more question.
Yeah, I have one more comment.
What if four of us show up Monday night?
Well, you're not representing this committee.
Okay.
As long
so
as you're not
fine.
Representing this committee,
right.
that is not
we're
an
okay.
issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
no.
you.
Right.
It's only when we do committee business. Yes,
and
Mary.
My one more comment is that I did not like the way the council seemed to group everyone in the room into the arts community and artists and not as public citizens concerned, as I am not an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a public citizen concerned about the arts, and I will help the arts, but I'm not an artist.
Well, I think they, you know, that was an oversight. They didn't, you know, they didn't think in those terms. It was certainly nothing, I can guarantee you, meant to be offensive
to the
arts group.
It wasn't meant to be offensive, but it was a way of categorizing everybody there as opposed to the rest of the community, and making a dichotomy between those interested in art and those not.
You might want to say that on Monday night.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you have a good point.
Right.
And you have a lot of supporters on the council and in the staff. Now, Sandy has recused herself.
Yeah.
She cannot be involved in this. She has an actual conflict of interest.
Yeah. Right.
So she's not, and she's, in fact, she's not even going to be there on Monday because she's got potential buyers for some art, and she's got to be in Portland.
Right, okay.
But, you know, I see this moving forward in a, you know, in an orderly fashion.
Right.
I think the meeting yesterday was really
it was very
helpful.
Good.
Yeah.
The meeting yesterday
and,
was quite good.
You know, Ted's probably going to be moving back to the library on December 16th, even though we don't want him to go.
Well, the person was hired then.
Well, we're
in negotiations.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
still that
really?
Process.
People at that level want this and they want that, and it just takes a while.
Well, we're working on it.
Working on it.
Yeah.
I mean, enough said.
Yeah, I mean, I have been working on it ad nauseum. So yesterday, I sent what I thought was the final agreement, and then I got another email this morning, and then I got one in the middle of the night.
Oh,
and I'm like, really? Let's just move this forward and let the entire council figure it out.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I have a comment as
yeah,
well.
Yes, right, so we can conclude here.
I'll hurry. Yesterday, Sandra Rumagu was over at the rec center because the Trailblazers were there, and she was doing a little handoff of the relay ball. Anyway, we had a few minutes to chat, she and I, and she said she has felt bad because she's so busy as a mayor that she hasn't been able to attend our meetings as the council liaison that she is. She was said that she has been pondering the idea of having Ralph Busby be the council liaison, and she said maybe I could just let you guys know that that's what she's kind of thinking. She said she knows it's not something he is, she said she hasn't talked to him about it yet. He, as far as she knows, he's not an doesn't have any kind of an interest in the arts or anything, but it was, I said, so you want him to kind of work outside of his comfort zone and kind of see what's on the other side kind of thing. And she said, actually, that's exactly what it was. And for him to start looking at things not, you know, that you would normally do. And so, anyway, okay. I'm just letting you guys know that she's kind of thinking about that.
Right, and she sent me that email this morning.
Oh, did you?
I think Ralph would be a really good...
I think it'd be real interesting for him,
yeah,
too.
I do, too. And, I mean, at some point, you have to learn something about the arts. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I knew a lot about it before I became the director at our arts center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for that message. And,
sure.
You know, he would certainly be welcome. On the Public Arts Committee. Mm-hmm. And all right, so anything else there? So for the establishing of our next agenda,
yep.
And so on. Now, we had talked about having our next Public Arts Committee meeting on November 14th.
That would be our regular day.
No, our regular day is the 3rd.
Oh.
Thursday, which would be the 21st.
Well, I'd rather do it on the 21st.
But isn't that Thanksgiving? Is that Thanksgiving?
No, no, it's no. Thanksgiving is way
the
next week.
I have it written down on both.
So, why don't we go back to our regular
day,
you know, mm-hmm. the 3rd Thursday, if that's all right. So November 21st, is that okay with
you?
Yeah,
because I will be in Mexico.
And I won't be here either.
On the
21st.
So you won't, okay.
But you wouldn't be here on the
14th. And that's what day of the week?
Thursday. So they're always Thursdays.
And then, oh, right.
I won't be here then.
And then the next week is Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is very late.
Good. Okay.
This
good.
Year. Very late in the calendar. Okay.
Okay.
So we will do that.
28th.
And
what's the December meeting date then?
Just all right. The December, the 3rd Thursday in December is 19th.
Okay.
Why December 19th.
I'm on jury duty for December, so I may or may not be able to.
Well, all right.
Besides, we have a joint meeting, don't we, in December with the council?
No. Well, I mean, I'll notice it as a joint meeting just because.
Oh, that'd be that.
Catherine's going to do this Spellenberg thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you're not. I mean, council's not going to deal with your agenda.
No, nothing.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I'm just suggesting that we skip it because it's so close to the holidays.
We could not do one in December. Pardon?
Skip December.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Well, would you like to do that and not do a December
motion.
Meeting? Okay.
I move that we meet in November and then again in January as regular meetings.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Yes. Okay. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Opposed? Oh, I guess we didn't have any discussion. Anyway, so, sorry
about that. I don't think there was.
So,
I think we'd all made up our minds.
January 16.
Okay. After the November one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, Thursday, November 21st, we'll do that, and then our agenda. You know, we probably want the sculpture donation on for something. public art inventory. Mm-hmm. We want that on. Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do with that, the
we're
inventory?
We're going to divvy up.
Oh.
We're going to get our sections and our buildings.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to work.
And, yes.
Well, after this meeting with Ursula and thinking about this building and also the park pool, I'm interested to know if we could be or if it would benefit us to be invited to be involved with some of the planning, public planning meetings on these projects.
Well, first of all, the pool has not passed. The pool bond has not passed, and we will not know whether it passes until 8 o'clock on Tuesday night next week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's premature. Right. And I think Judy would have more insight into that than I would, but my suspicion is that if it passes, then I think that we could work with the architects, don't you, Judy?
I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
mean, so...
So that could be a topic for the November meeting.
Yes.
I won't put it on there if it doesn't pass. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Okay. But
so both
potentially.
The pool, both the pool and this building.
But the other building, that's not our issue.
Yeah, we can't really force them.
You would need to talk to...
It's public. It's a public building.
Yeah, but you need to talk to Ursula about that because they're already meeting the 1% for the arts. Mm-hmm. And another thing that occurred to me when Ursula was here... is perhaps this group could meet with the designer who also designed all the Oregon Coast banks and have some input with her. She's very involved in the arts. I served with her on the Cascaded Music Festival board for years.
Right.
Okay.
Because we've been kind of looking at this and saying it's awfully
more Southwest.
It's awfully square, and Art Deco is more round. Beautiful.
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to give her any design advice, but I think we could talk with her about the incorporation of art.
Yeah.
Because it's not our issue to design that building.
Exactly.
Right. But
I know it's a sensitive issue.
Right.
But,
yes.
You know, but also, like Irma was saying, you know, the building is public art itself. I mean,
yes.
Where did I put that?
I mean, if we your copy,
Well, I do want one for the record because it was submitted today, and anytime something is submitted, oh, here it is. Thank goodness.
Or also, you know, being involved with the landscape, you know, the landscape architecture, because we're going to be dealing with sculptural art and, you know, the
this
public
is,
art.
This isn't our project, but, you know, what I would encourage you to do is communicate with Ursula and ask her if there's any opportunity for this group to be involved.
Okay. All right.
Are you going to do that, Sue?
I will do that, yeah. Ursula. Yes, I've got it.
Okay, great.
Ursula.
Thank you.
I think I just love this building.
I think it's going to be very attractive.
Oh, yeah. What a wonderful showpiece out there. Right. You know,
and the brick is reflected in the hospital itself, so it's a little bit
next
of comedy.
To the porn store. Or
next to the porn store. And
what is this show?
It's a decorative element in the face.
Is it?
Okay, any other agenda items at this point? And if we think of something, we can talk to...
Yeah, because our meeting is the 21st, so...
Yeah,
I will...
And there could be some other things that surface between now and then.
Well, I will be leaving on Friday the 8th and will not be back at work until the 8th.
This is the balcony.
And so
8 through 18, you were gone.
Yeah, so I'm going to need to do this agenda next week.
All right, fine. Thank
only
you.
Because I need to get it out.
I know.
It's a little different. Yeah, so it's public.
Pool,
so. Yeah, we'll know about the pool by then. I know.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so from and November 8 to 18.
Yeah, but you can email me because I will be taking my email.
Address is Newport.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Your address.
Please help yourself to cupcake if you want. Take it with you for lunch.